Hey listeners, remember last episode when we neatly wrapped up the podcast and gave it a nice ending where you could be satisfied and be like, oh, that really ended on a high note, and they definitely don't need to add any more to that. Well, like most greedy corporations, we're milking more out of our franchise after it's already been concluded. However, unlike most greedy corporations, we don't make money. We just decided it'd be a shame if we didn't make it to episode 100. So, I am presenting to you The Quest to Episode 100. It is a series of pre-recorded episodes where we have a different guest host on each episode. We interview them, we answer some questions from you guys, and then we do a head-to-head. And since these episodes are pre-recorded, there still is no way to submit questions. The questions have come from questions that have already been submitted. Anyways, this is definitely a really big surprise. Sure you never saw it coming from all the hints we left last episode. Anyways, enjoy.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Not Scholars Podcast and our quest to episode 100. I'm Caleb.
I'm Bryce.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Andrew.
Don't say things.
Frank!
You're
I haven't listened to a while.
No, I'm just kidding. It's fine.
Okay, I have no idea where my name goes.
You put your name in the right spot. Good job, Matt. Oh. So yeah, our guest today is the one, the only sponsor of our podcast.
Oh yeah,
Andrew.
He's $5 strong.
Also a gamer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty dope. I'm gonna interview you now.
Okay, let's go.
Super serious interview. So first off, your name. What's your name?
My name is Andrew Kelly.
Woo! Mm, good job. Give us a fun fact about yourself.
When I first met Caleb, I thought his name was Steven.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I know this story.
Have we even told this on the air?
No, probably not. So yeah, our math class.
I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Eighth grade honors.
The math teacher. I don't even remember. But yeah, the math teacher was like, okay, I'm going to go through everyone's name. If I pronounce it incorrectly, please just tell me. And so then, yeah, she gets to my name and I'm like, it's pronounced Steven. Yeah. So yeah, Andrew called me that for quite some time.
And it wasn't like I didn't have any other classes and that was my only interaction. I knew him because we had 3 or 4 different classes.
Yeah, exactly.
I called him Steven for months.
Yeah, it was great. It was good stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Bryce, you get to ask him your question. Bryce's is all sappy.
Yeah. What is your proudest moment?
When I uninstalled League of Legends.
Oh, yeah.
To move it to another computer to play it on a different computer.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess you can be proud of getting a new computer.
That's a good moment. I like it. Okay, Matt, you're up for your question.
I didn't know I was supposed to prepare a question.
It's the same as before.
It's the question you prepared forever ago, and then we didn't do this one. We were supposed to do this.
Fair enough. What's your favorite video game?
Ooh, yeah. Definitely not.
Give him 30 minutes as he ponders.
Yes.
I would say my favorite would actually probably be Mario Kart Wii.
That was a great video game.
That's a solid choice.
And it's, you know, I've had great times with it.
Yeah.
Yes. Mine changes very frequently, so I'm glad you were able to nail one down.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew. Yeah. It's time for my question. Mine is very difficult, very thought-provoking, very serious.
I graduated high school to not think, but let's go.
What are your thoughts on garden gnomes?
When I lived in Drusenstein.
Yes.
No, garden gnomes. Jeez. You know, you never see them anymore. You would think that would be reassuring, but you don't know. You see one and you'll just be afraid, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think the government finally figured out that their drones were being caught.
It was getting too expensive because garden gnomes kept being.
That's why the names changed from gnomes to drones.
I see.
Oh my gosh.
That almost rhymes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I would be proud of you if it did.
from gnomes to dromes.
You ruined the joke, but I'm proud of you. Rhyming prowess from Matt.
Oh yeah.
Dumb.
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 It's question time.
Andrew, we're gonna get into some questions. You get to ask us the first one.
Okay.
So just introduce the person and then ask their question.
It's right question there. Time.
Okay.
Okay. Chef asked us, what is the best way to eat chicken?
Ooh.
Chief? Is it chief or chef?
Chef.
Chef.
Chef. Okay, good. I was scared.
Cooked? You're like, crap.
I recommend cooked.
I recommend fried. Ooh. Fried chicken is really, yes, really good.
I like orange chicken.
Oh, orange chicken. Orange chicken is good.
Orange chicken is
good. What about chicken enchiladas or chicken quesadillas?
No, that's fair.
Chicken sandwich.
Chicken smoothie with some, like, syrup and some...
I can understand bacon
on
donuts or even in a smoothie.
Bacon smoothie?
Yeah. Not smoothie. Shake. Like, ice cream shake.
Ice cream shake.
Five Guys.
Bacon?
That's a little better.
Five Guys has... A bacon shake?
Well, yep. It'd be like salty sweet. That wouldn't be bad.
Oh.
I made a bacon shake at Culver's once. Management wasn't very happy about it.
Management wasn't very happy.
That's the most professional way to say that.
Management wasn't very happy about it.
That's why I only made dirt money.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
I'm going to say chicken and rice. You can't go wrong with that.
Chicken and rice is good. Chicken...
I'm just gonna go cheesy chicken enchiladas. Wait, Caleb, you love chicken cordon bleu.
Oh, thank you, Matt. You saved me. Wait, chicken cordon bleu is dope. Like, legit. True,
actually.
Oh, man, you gotta have chicken soup, like my dad did on his 2-year hiatus to another country. he was in Colombia. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the most, like, roundabout way you could have said
mission. Yeah.
But okay.
Anyways, and so they, like, their whole thing is, like, they eat the whole chicken, and it was, like, and he, in his soup, he finds the feet, and he's, like, oh, nice, and he, like, kind of starts gnawing on it, and they're, like, no, you slurp off the shoes, and he goes, what, and they take the, they pick up the foot, and they go, and there's just bone by the time they're done with it, and he goes, oh,
didn't know that could be eaten. Wow.
And so that's what he does, and he was, like, it was better than I thought, probably the best part of the meal.
Must have been a really wonderful soup.
Yeah, he was like, it was an interesting meal, so that's not saying much. But still.
No, that's really cool. Okay. Our next question comes from Charles the Trolley Master, who asks, would you rather only eat foods raw or only eat foods that have been cooked?
Now we're back to the chicken question.
Well, like, I mean, I'm assuming they mean foods that don't need cooking. And foods that do need cooking.
Cooked.
But I don't know.
I'd choose cooked.
If you cook, like, a banana, it's still probably fine. So.
It'd be kind of mushy.
If you grill watermelon, apparently it has a steak texture. Oh. If you grill pineapple, it'll kind of honey.
Steak melon?
Yeah, it's weird.
Water like a steak.
Water steak. Yeah. It's just like mostly the texture. The flavor is kind of weird. But also then you have, like, all the meats, and then you can put cheeses on them, and then you can melt the cheese, which is technically cooked.
But you're right.
Baking, does that count?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so I could still have, like, cooking.
There's just more cooked foods than there are.
Yeah, I would go cooked, because it just gives you more variety.
But then you can have yogurt again. And yogurt.
Pasteurized.
Cookie dough. You cannot have cookie dough.
You couldn't
have fruits either. I don't think pasteurization is the same as cooking.
Heats it up and cools it down.
So no ice cream then? Is ice cream cooked?
Yeah, it is.
No.
But pasteurized dairy, and then it gets made into ice cream.
Is not cooking.
I mean, he's not.
I'm just thinking basically fruits and vegetables.
If baking is cooking, then pasteurization should be considered the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going cooked.
Yeah, cooked. That is by far the winner here, just because of how much it encompasses.
I think everything you couldn't eat cooked could be cooked, so probably cooked.
Okay, cooked.
Like, even crackers are baked, I guess, yeah.
Do you know what else is cooked? Cheese.
I I bought so much cheese today. I ordered it online. I ordered it online from my favorite cheese place on the planet.
Yeah, okay.
They've made all of my favorite cheeses, and I ordered like $60 worth of cheese just so that way I can have my favorite cheese.
Okay, okay, listen to me. Three things I learned in the last 60 seconds. One, Matt has a favorite cheese place. Two,
that's in Wisconsin.
He is addicted to cheese. Three, yeah. He is willing to spend obscene amounts of money on cheese.
I love cheese.
All at once, mind
it's
you.
It's so good.
You realize that stuff goes bad, right?
Cheese, it's aged. Like, it'll age.
Yeah, cheese just gets better over time.
Unless it molds?
No, cheese is mold. Yeah. It just becomes blue cheese.
Blue cheese is, like, super popular, and it's just moldy.
So actually, hold on, which flavors did I order?
So you're saying the next time the cheese grows mold, I just let it continue? Well, it
depends on the mold.
Yeah. Okay, that's my point. Right.
Blue cheese is, like, a special type of mold, I think.
Okay, I got raspberry, chipotle, pepper cheddar, Carolina Reaper pepper cheddar, and Moscato Mayhem.
Those all sound really good.
What's that last one?
I have no idea, but it said it was spicy, so I was like, yep, get this. Also, it says mayhem in the name, so I'm assuming something awesome is going
to
happen.
Anyone to help eating all this cheese?
Dude, I'm going to be making so many breakfast sandwiches.
I'll be there for you.
I'll make you a grilled
I'm
cheese.
In your corner.
I'll make you a grilled cheese.
Take a spicy one and just slap it on some bread. I'll be happy. Especially sourdough. Sourdough bread.
I don't know why I don't like sourdough.
Amazing. I love sourdough.
I really don't care for
really?
It.
Really?
Wow. You guys What's are What's the issue heathens. With
it? Like, it just doesn't taste right. I don't know.
It's just
it's
so
like,
good.
It tastes like it's spoiled.
That's because it literally
I
is.
I know. But I don't like the fact that it's like, I don't know. I don't like, know. I'll eat it.
I love sourdough.
Like okay, to be fair, like half the price of the cheese was shipping.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. Matt is willing to spend obscene amounts of money to get
it's gonna be so good though. It's like 3 pounds of cheese
instead of the store.
$60 for 3 pounds of cheese.
That's only $20 a pound.
It's absolutely insane how good this cheese is.
Come to Costco, I'll give you like 2 pounds for $5.
There you go.
But it's not the same quality apparently.
Well, I mean, my dad like got a tour of this whole place when he went up to Wisconsin on a business trip. And he was like, yeah, they actually have, like, specific rooms for each year of cheese.
It's like a brewery.
Exactly. It was a cheesery.
It's a cheesery. That's literally what they call them, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought they called them dairies.
Dairiery?
What?
Just dairy.
Creamery. That's what it is.
Creamery.
No, but this place is called Mouse House Cheese House.
But if it's just cheese, it's legitimately called a cheesery.
How many houses are in that type?
The first one is house,
H-A-U-S-E,
and then the second one in cheese house is
H-A-U-Z.
Z?
I always guessed S. Oh, wait, anyways, Bryce, would Hold you on. Like to ask us your question?
Yes.
Beautiful. Oh, it is an S.
Yeah. I was very confused about the Z. Anyways.
Cheese with a Z?
House with a Z.
Yeah. House. Hans asks, would you rather pet a shark or an alligator?
I've pet a shark before. It's cool.
Yeah, definitely a shark.
Yeah, sharks, because they'd be slimy and smooth. Alligators would be
actually
funky.
I've pet an alligator.
Actually, though. I've pet both. Hold up.
Yeah. Wow. Are we talking, like, in danger level in or danger. In, like, just texture?
These are both very angry and,
No, but sharks are a way safer to pet than alligators.
Why?
Because sharks are just, like, sea wolves.
Okay, that's then.
He's not wrong, point, actually.
Though. I wouldn't pet a wolf.
Okay,
In
but
fact,
would
I'd
you rather
pet an alligator over
would
a wolf?
Would you rather pet a scorpion or a wolf?
Why are we at scorpion?
Because
at
it's
this
a
point.
Similar comparison to alligators and sharks.
No, scorpions are death machines.
Alligators are.
Literally, every limb of a scorpion is designed for killing.
And alligators aren't?
That's no,
their teeth. Look at their toes. Those aren't meant for any danger.
Oh, yeah, I guess they have teeth and... Do claws. They have claws?
Yeah.
They have claws, tails.
And their tails are pretty... Okay, fine.
Yeah, they can, like... Imagine doing a handstands on water. Yeah, that's what we're running.
I just had to come up with something that you would definitely not want to pet.
I've pet both. I preferred the shark.
Yeah, I'd probably do shark still.
Like, the shark was just cooler.
Like, I've read somewhere that, like... Sharks are chill getting pet as long as you're not provoking them.
Oh, this one was very much not chill. It had a hook in its mouth.
Yeah, this
well,
was the
that's
one you caught.
It's provoked.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you pet it and you just kind of pat it, and it's like just
that's pretty
patting a slab of steel that moved. It was...
Okay. That's unsettling.
Like, it was smooth, and I didn't dare try rubbing it backwards. But, yeah, I went to pat it, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so solid.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Just like the cartilage and the muscle of a shark is weird.
Because, like, they're constantly moving. It's not like they can...
True. Just... Actually, sharks are ripped.
I'm going to write a book called Sharks Are Buff. I don't know what it's about, but it'll be... billion-dollar book.
It's about an alligator.
It's about an alligator.
With a scorpion tail.
It has nothing to do with sharks.
And it has an unfortunate encounter with a shark, but then it's like, that's the only thing about sharks.
Oh, yeah, this one dude got eaten by a shark. Anyways.
Okay.
I would say alligator. I've fed an alligator before.
Uh-huh.
Or was it a crocodile? Wait.
Crocodiles have, like, fatter faces.
Crocodiles are, like...
Usually, too.
Yeah, I think...
Crocodiles are Eastern Hemisphere.
Oh.
Is that really the difference?
Like tsunami and
hurricane? So they evolved differently, so like,
Western
they kind of just got stuck in different areas, right? Because gotten into hurricanes, so they got stuck in different areas because they can't cross the oceans.
So they're pretty much the same thing.
They evolved, the position of the eyes is different.
Yes.
We have two different
and then also the nose.
So wait, hear me out. So if a tsunami picks up... Wait, which hemisphere is tsunami?
Tsunami and crocodile are in the same.
Yeah, tsunami picks up the crocodile, moves hemisphere.
It becomes a hurricane.
Does it become a hurricane carrying an alligator?
Yes. Yeah. No, because crocodiles and alligators are still different. It's just they're...
like the position of the eyes, the nose, the size differences.
It's where they were born.
Sure.
So if two crocodiles have a baby in the other...
No! Place. Okay, it's the species. It's where the species...
I know.
Never mind. That's an
interesting argument. They used to be the same continent split, and then they became different because they had different needs. Yeah.
That the one guy was like, wow, birds.
Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin. Darwin? That guy.
Yeah, that. The finches?
Something like that. It's birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I remember is he was like, birds, evolution.
But yeah, I'm guessing an alligator just because... Wait, hold on. Where was this?
Where did you pet?
I was in North Dakota. They got a
alligator.
That's got to be a gator.
Yeah. Well, it could have been born somewhere else.
I think it was like this reptile garden, which sounds weird.
I'm
to say.
Guessing an alligator just because an alligator is going to be a lot easier to get.
They had like a 200
a flower blooms and there's a little lizard.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like 180 years old. I got the
Galapagos tortoise. Is like chunky.
It was a big turtle. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to meet one of those.
Turtle.
Turtle.
That's honestly the best way to say it if you don't.
Chunky turtle. Turtle.
Turtle.
Turtle. Wouldn't it be a tortoise though if it has legs?
I don't care. Matt.
Huh?
Ask us your question.
Drewfish asks, when is the most awkward time to drool?
When you're trying to pet an alligator?
No, this seems appropriate.
Yeah, no, you can eat alligator. Like, you can eat alligator.
I've had alligator.
Technically, if it's a certain age, it's illegal, but...
Wait, what?
Drooling?
It's just
drooling
just
or
poaching.
Eating alligator. Oh, poaching?
Those are two very different.
Yeah, those are... I'm confused. Where did you get
poaching? Yeah, where did poaching come from?
Like, depending on the age of the gator and also whether or not you have the license to kill the alligator and eat it.
Matt.
We've moved on.
We're talking about drooling.
Yeah.
Eating the alligator if you're holding the alligator and holding it.
Okay. Oh, that's the most awkward time to drool.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
I understand his answer now.
I'm confused.
He's saying the most awkward time to drool is when you're holding an
alligator.
That's what
I said, and then he just started going off about poaching. I still don't know where that came
from. When you edit it, you'll probably, understand.
See, I always pay more attention to these conversations afterwards.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, that's what was being said.
Do you ever wish you could say something else? Like,
no.
You would, like, oh, that would have been a perfect opportunity to say something hilarious.
At that point, I just record myself saying something else and dub it in.
Okay, I think I figured out the perfect
sounds
time.
Sounds super different.
When it would
yeah,
be,
exactly.
I think I figured out when the most awkward time to be drooling is.
When?
When you're watching true crime with all of your friends and it happens to be on a cannibalism episode.
That is pretty bad.
They're all like,
should we be here?
The what?
Consider the coconut. The
no,
what?
Please.
Caleb, you started this.
Too long ago. Not again.
Dude, it was less than a month ago.
Too long. Statute of limitations is still on.
What's it spoiling?
Most awkward time to be drooling. When you're getting interrogated by the police about a possible murder.
Oh.
Are you getting interrogated by an interrogator?
Is that a type of alligator? Wait, there's a crocodile alligator interrogator?
Yes.
Wait, but if it moves, it becomes an interrogator.
Take your time.
Need no work brain.
He's got a word out.
Fair enough. That's good.
I think the worst time to drool is listening to the Not Scholars podcast at the Not Scholars podcast on the Not Scholars podcast.
To listen website. To donate to our Patreon like Andrew did.
Yeah.
Come walk up to us in the hallway. Hand us
we no longer attend.
It's no longer anonymous.
Just wakes up at the middle of the night. It goes to get a glass of water. Yeah, what are you doing in my house? I came to donate.
Yeah, my address is...
No. No, they're gonna find us again!
Maybe I'll just take that. Maybe I'll just take the audio episode where I was just like, for no reason at all, this has been redacted.
Yeah, for no reason at all, this audio has
I'm
been
actually,
redacted.
I'm going to actually dox us. We're at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington.
Uh-oh.
Thanks.
Where is that actually?
The White House.
Yeah, we're actually recording. Actually, every episode is recorded in the White House.
Yeah, it's true. We move. We usually live in Arkansas, but then we move to the White House.
Yeah. Next week, Arkansas, everybody Germany. Flocks to the White House.
We get to see Joe every other day.
Yeah.
Shake his hand. Help him get to the next room.
Joe Biden, not Joe Bowen.
Yeah, Joe Bowen's no longer allowed in the White House with us.
Yeah, he got kicked out after the third incident.
After the spaghetti incident.
Yeah, no, that Joe was Rogan. The second one.
Oh, the incident with Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Joe Bowen.
Oh, well, which one was the debacle with Mr. Sparkles then?
That was the first one.
That was the first one? Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
That was the Sparkles incident. We were lucky to be invited back that time.
Yeah, there's Sparkles, then spaghetti, then the Joe Rogan.
I don't know how they scrubbed that out of the painting.
Yeah. Anyways.
With the Mona Lisa, right?
No, the George Washington.
They don't keep the Mona Lisa at the White House.
That's what they want you to think.
Okay, then.
That's the perfect response.
So, like, are the instructions, like, on the back of the Mona Lisa, like, the Constitution?
Yeah.
National treasure four.
It's the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, you do three first.
Well, no, they're skipping three.
Why?
Because then they can release it later and be like,
it's to find Joe Rogan's lost ear. You know, that's all we can legally say about that incident.
Does Joe Rogan only have one ear?
No, that's what happened after the...
Well, I mean, one of them's a prosthetic, but yeah, he has both.
Oh, don't tell anybody.
For no reason at all, this audio has been
too late. Redacted.
Thanks, Matt. We enjoy your beeping. That was sarcasm. I do not enjoy your beeping.
That's a heck of a lot worse.
Head to head.
Our head to head this time. This is where we do a little thing with like the bracket. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My finger motions were clearly meaning bracket.
As everyone listening could tell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's great audio.
So we do a little bracket. And our bracket this time is the worst thing to be stuck in an elevator full of.
Ooh.
And we start off with bears versus syrup.
Ooh.
Oh, I just said syrup weird.
Syrup?
Uh-oh. How long ago did we point that out?
What?
Syrup and syrup. Good question. We were talking about this, and since then you haven't been able to say it normally.
That's weird.
I distinctly remember that. Maybe it was in an episode I listened to that was like years ago. Because I distinctly remember hearing this conversation.
Anyways. Oh, I feel stupid. Next up is bears versus how I usually pronounce it, syrup.
Is there any kind of bear? Like, is it an angry polar bear or is it Winnie the Pooh?
It's specifically multiple bears and Winnie the Pooh is not one of them.
Dang it.
Might be the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, is Kenai
maybe
and
the
Coda?
Bears from what's the
Brother Bear?
Charmin. Those people.
The Charmin bears.
That's even worse.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Instead
of eating you, they're just like, toilet paper. And they're like, please no.
So if next time you watch a Charmin ad, pay attention. There's a two different families of Charmin bears. There's the blue ones and the red ones. If you look, I just think about the ads now. There's a blue bear and a red bear, and they look the exact same.
You're right.
Why are they different? Why are they so inconsistent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it ultra strong and ultra soft? Is that their marketing thing?
Maybe. So why are there two different Charmin bears?
Because one of them likes ultra strong and one of them likes ultra soft.
One of them's buff, one of them is soft.
And one of them's Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Wait, Ubisoft makes toilet paper?
Apparently.
Okay, yeah, look at this. This is
there's
like
three?
An official Charmin
there's
picture.
Three?
There's three. There's three. There's,
yeah, I've seen the brown ones.
There's the brown ones, the blue ones, and the red ones. The red ones are the strong one. The blue ones are the soft one. The brown ones are the clean ones.
Are
you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're the clean ones?
They have a name.
Toilet paper brown is unclean.
They have names.
Why would they have names?
Wait, why are there three different families? And
why has the Geico lizard become one of the most popular IPs?
That's, because it's awesome.
These are all great questions.
One, because it's British in America.
That's good.
Two, because it's a lizard and everybody loves lizards.
I do like lizards, I will admit. And also it's a gecko, and Geico gecko is just like the most entertaining thing to say.
Okay.
Geico gecko.
Geico gecko.
Do you know the Geico gecko's name?
Geico gecko.
No.
Was I close?
Gary? No. Gary the Geico gecko?
No, it's no alliteration. It's Martin. It's Martin.
I no longer enjoy talking about the Geico gecko.
No, that just Martin. Makes it better.
Martin?
I feel like I've heard that somewhere. Martin. Is that in one of the commercials? Do they call him Martin? Or is that like way back when?
Oh, it's part of the Geico gecko cinematic universe.
Oh my gosh. With the caveman and
the GGCU.
The GGC.
Yo. Okay.
I still pick syrup.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna pick syrup as
that
well.
Was a big tangent.
I'm gonna pick bears.
Bears.
Yeah,
bears. I would rather bears.
I don't like.
You would rather bears?
So you're picking syrup? Because this is the worst thing.
Oh, syrup. Yeah.
I love these negative ones. They make life so unconfusing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up is angry bees versus elementary school kids rehearsing for a spelling bee with their parents.
Ooh. Oh man, I'd say angry bees.
And when we mean like. Stuck in an elevator with these things, it's like packed full.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the bees can't even fly very well?
Well, no. It's like a large amount of bees or a large amount of children. But they can fly. It's not like you open the door
as
and
much
it's
as
already...
I want to burn
that's what I meant. Yeah,
as much as I'd want to encourage jumping on an elevator with a bunch of little kids just that way we'd all fall down.
Please ring around the rosies on an elevator, and when they say we all fall down, detonates the bomb.
As much as I'd like that, I feel like it would be so much more painful to go with the bees. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with the bees.
I'm going with the bees too.
The insect bees, not the.
Yeah.
I feel like I could just ignore the people. Bees. Like they're not trying to do anything to me. They're just.
Yeah, here. Exactly. That's why I'm picking bees.
But you can kind of vibe with the bees if you're chill. The bees will
you're
vibe.
Chill.
That's true.
Vibing with the bees.
No, it says they're angry. Actually, it clearly
true.
Says
actually,
angry
no.
bees. You're so. Right. That's pretty bad.
I guess I can't vibe
as
with
long
them.
As you fit the vibe. I don't think they would.
That's true. If you're mad too, if you just start raving along next to them, they're like, this guy
I'll
fits
the,
in.
The lights
I'll
come
do
on.
The bee dance, the angry bee dance.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. You like jazz?
Next up, we have buzz saws versus grumpy old people.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a bunch of old grumps versus like actual buzz saws, like
what's
on the walls and the floor. And
what's
stuff.
A buzz saw?
They're like the circle saws that like go
the table saw?
Oh, a circulating saw.
I swear buzzsaw is a real thing. I'm looking
at it. Buzzsaw is
like a handsaw.
It's got multiple names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just I would rather be saw. Okay. This is gonna sound crazy, buzzsaws. Because
would you rather buzzsaws or would you rather old people?
I would rather
old people, I know they'll take bribes.
Because you're voting for which is worse.
I would think
which is worse? Oh yeah, buzzsaws.
No, the buzzsaws aren't doing anything. They're just there.
Yeah, if you just stand
they're
the
not
correct way
turning on.
You won't get
they're not turning on.
Well, they're probably on, I would assume. I would assume the person who created this, whoever that could be, intended the buzzsaws to be spinning.
Whatever weirdo that didn't clarify. Yeah, I agree. That's probably what he meant.
Yeah.
I'll grab a buzzsaw and fight them back. I'll use one of my own kinds.
They're not like attacking you. Fight the old people.
Welcome to BattleBots Season 2.
I would probably pick the old people too, because like if the buzz, unless it's like completely covered in buzzsaws, there's probably a place, a way you could stand where you wouldn't get shredded.
They have safety guards as well, so they could be on, but the safety guard be there.
Yeah.
That would be really stupid.
I'm just going to go buzzsaws.
Some poor guy trying to make a trap. Put safety guards on all the buzzsaws.
Well, so he doesn't fall in them.
Anyways, I'm also picking the old people.
Yeah. The old people are worse?
Yeah.
I'm picking buzzsaws.
Have you ever met an old person? They're not all bad.
No, they're specifically stated grumpy
old people. Oh, you're right.
True. Where the buzzsaws can be
I can hold my own against a bunch of grumpy old people.
I am a grumpy old person.
I'm just as cynical as they are. In fact, I'm probably more negative.
Bryce walks in. Get out of my elevator! Yeah. All the old people are like, sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Get up!
I like to think people.
Okay, so you're picking the buzzsaws?
Yeah, buzzsaws are
okay. Buzzsaws.
Bryce.
It'd be so no, not against you. It has to be against Andrew.
I hate being banned.
You've always picked scissors first.
Wait. Stop giving away my secrets. A magician never shares their secrets.
Oh, you're right. It was wrong to begin with.
You're right. It was wrong.
Me doing magic tricks at Bryce's house randomly.
Why would
No, you have to do it with
Bryce. Oh, I have to do it.
Me and Matt have been banned because we're just so good at doing it with each other.
Okay. No, because I figure out he goes scissors.
That's true. Matt can just tip it however he wants.
So I guess buzzsaws win.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
So next up is space heaters. So it's like real hot in there. Like not enough to kill you, but it's like.
Wait, you were saying old people is worse?
I was saying old people were worse, yeah.
I was also saying old people was worse, but I was for buzzsaws.
Wait, how many stories are we going?
I thought you said you were saying buzzsaws.
Are buzzsaws?
Oh, I said buzzsaws. You're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
How long are we stuck for?
What? Oh, this is like just an elevator ride to the next floor.
This is
four.
Most old people wouldn't even say anything.
15 floors. 20 floors.
Actually, you know what? They probably all start commenting on how I'm...
It takes half an hour to get up there. Like teenage stereotypes. There you go. Except however many floors you can travel half an hour in an elevator.
To the moon.
To the it's
not
to the
standard
moon.
Stereotype.
Yep. Anyways, yeah, you're right. So yeah, space heaters, so it's like 106 in there or something. I don't know.
They didn't wear sweatpants.
Versus tone deaf people trying to sing along to the music.
Tone deaf people, I can deal with the heat, but tone deaf people, no.
I agree.
Deaf people are worse.
Yeah. I just picked the heat.
Especially if the heat is only like
heat
for the next
but course. I don't think the heat can caps out at
heat,
a certain amount.
Yeah, heat is worse though because I can just like tune the tone deaf people out, but I hate being hot. It sucks.
I understand that, but if you think about it, you'll just pass out and then the elevator trip is shorter.
And then the pain goes away. Yeah. Whereas the pain never goes away with tone deaf people.
Yeah, I'd say tone deaf people's worse.
Oh, right, I'm still picking space heaters, but you guys still win.
We should have been more topical and said people doing TikTok dances.
That would have sucked.
Radical.
I would have just photobombed them. That would
people
be
who can't dance doing TikTok dances.
That doesn't change anything.
Ooh, get wrecked, TikTok.
I'm still picking.
Okay,
tone deaf.
Next up is syrup versus angry bees.
Angry bees.
Oh,
that's such a funny sentence. Syrup versus angry bees.
I think syrup is still worse. I mean syrup.
You can say it however you want. I don't care.
Pastrami?
Pastrami, yep. Okay, next up is pastrami versus angry bees.
But the pastrami is syrup.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pastrami is what?
Syrup.
Because he said you can say it however you want.
What is pastrami actually?
Syrup.
Syrup, meat.
I guess. Do you not know what pastrami
is? I thought it was a noodle.
Matt, I'm going to go feed you some pastrami.
I mean, that's right. I haven't had dinner yet.
Okay, next up. syrup versus angry bees.
Angry
bees.
Honestly?
Yeah, I'd have to go with the bees, too.
I think syrup would be worse.
Like, syrup, okay. I'm not going to have an allergic reaction to syrup.
Well, I'm not allergic to bees.
No, think about it, though.
I know, but like...
You're half Canadian. No,
everybody has an allergic reaction to bees. It's just how much tolerance do you have.
I'm like, oh, I'm in an elevator with syrup.
Yep.
So is that a straw?
Like, full... Define full. Like, Like, you're swimming in it.
I'd say swimming, yeah.
Oh my god.
So are you submerged or like
not fully submerged?
Oh, you can breathe. Okay.
I doubt you can like actively swim in syrup very well. But you're like maybe chest deep.
Chest deep? Yeah, well, I'm like just that. Waiting in syrup then.
Yeah.
That sounds miserable. I'm picking syrup.
Yeah,
I'm still picking bees.
So syrup. Bees is worse for you? Okay.
Me and Matt aren't allowed to, so
oh my gosh.
You'll have to be run bees, it back. Andrew.
Wait, no, we're on the same side.
I'll be it's for okay. bees.
Okay, Bryce is bees.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay.
Oh, syrup
I'm a paper guy.
Syrup.
Guess nice. I'll die.
Paper is good. Okay, next up is Buzzsaws versus the Tone Deaf people. And I'm still saying there's probably a way you could stand to avoid the buzzsaws. It might not be comfortable, but...
Yeah.
Unless I'm the buzzsaws are like real close together.
Know. Tone Deaf people. Buzzsaws will all be in tune at least.
Yeah, that's true. And if they chop you up to pieces, at least the torture ends.
Yep.
Where we've established before.
However, tone deaf people, once you hear it, you cannot get it out of your head.
True.
Mm. Yeah. And if they're all singing different songs poorly, that's just going to suck. Even if they're all singing the same song poorly, it's going to suck.
That's got to sound so much worse.
Yeah.
Caleb, you voluntarily listened to Mine Diamonds.
Yeah, but that's like
that's comedy. As a meme. That's comedy music.
I wouldn't listen to Victory Royale. Is just a good song, but I wouldn't listen to all of MCAP Steve's songs at the exact same time because that would suck.
Is that the dude that does Mine Diamonds?
That is the dude that.
Why
does
do you
Mine
know
Diamonds?
This?
Because I have played that many a time, I and all of this. Ice JJ Fish's songs as well.
Oh my gosh!
But
that is
Victory
so
Royale is actually a parody of another song. I thought it was fully original.
No, it's
Gangster's Paradise.
No.
What is Gangster's Paradise then?
We got the MC. Weird Al did a song that was called Amish Paradise.
That's what I'm getting it mixed
anyways,
up with.
Anyways, yeah. Victory Royale is Victory it's like American something.
American Boy.
That's no, what it's not American.
No, that's
Boy.
Not.
American. Wait, no, it is American Boy. I was thinking American Pie.
That's what I was about to hum.
American Boy is a different song.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, I still pick the tone deaf people.
Yeah, I'm picking tone deaf.
What about you, Bryce?
Oh,
tone deaf people or buzzsaws? Which would you rather not be in an elevator
for? Oh my gosh. Stop talking. You're messing me up. I would say buzzsaws are worse.
Yeah, okay.
So you're voting buzzsaws.
Realistically.
Okay. What are you saying?
I'm saying tone deaf people.
Okay. Tone deaf people win. Okay
buzzsaws, either I live and it's just kind of spooky or I die and it's fine because I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay. Next up is the syrup versus the tone deaf people.
Oh my god.
I'm picking syrup in this one.
I say syrup.
If I'm walking through the rest of my day, clothes just saturated in syrup, I'm going to be miserable. The
realistically,
tone deaf people, when I leave the elevator, I'll at least be.
Like, yeah, like as much as better. As painful it was.
Yeah, but if I'm covered in syrup, I'm not going to want to punch everybody in the face.
Fair, but you might want to...
Yeah, punching people in the face would be a legitimate coping
mechanism.
But
Matt, you're just going to want to go back down the elevator, back to your house, and then you have to go through the syrup again. Because you want
to... It's a syrup elevator, you have to
unless you take the stairs and the syrup acts as honey in Minecraft. And so you just jump off the railing and then you land on honey like in Minecraft and it doesn't give you as much damage.
That's honey, my guy.
That's not how that works.
Or just
Matt, stop trying to teach kids that Minecraft is reality.
Just pour some syrup down the
hole. We are not responsible for anything you do.
I mean, we might be.
Jumps
so don't
down
sue us.
And hits the syrup.
No, now that we've given that disclaimer, we're not reliable.
You gotta like.
Oh yeah, that's how that works. It's a legal thing.
Yeah, you gotta water bucket clutch, but with syrup.
Anyways, I still pick syrup.
We're not gonna be liable.
Are you picking
anything.
Syrup or tone deaf?
I'm picking tone deaf people.
Second,
Andrew,
syrup all
okay.
the way.
Syrup's worse.
Okay. So, if you're ever walking up to an elevator and you're like, hey, wait, there's syrup in here. Leave. Get out of there. Pick a different elevator.
You would be better off with
take the stairs.
Yeah, take the stairs.
I don't care.
That's the solution.
I don't care how out
of
shape you are.
Even if there's a fire and it's saying, like, don't take the stairs during a fire, or dude.
It's the other way around. Never take an elevator.
Well, if you're in a weird situation where you're not allowed to take the stairs during a fire, just do it anyways.
The Charmin Bears are on
the
stairs.
Yeah, the Charmin Bears are on the stairs.
The Charmin Bears.
That sounds like a children's book. The Charmin Bears on the stairs.
Run.
There you go, everyone. That's it for this episode. All this crazy nonsense. Yeah, so this goodbye. Andrew, want to say bye for us?
No.
Okay. Now we're going to say something thought-provoking that will start a conversation to lead us out.
Bye.
That's not
thought-provoking.
Next time you look in the mirror,
okay, I like it.
Next time you look in the mirror, just say thank you.
Okay, Andrew, if you would please just quote a Shakespearean line.
You egg stabs.
What, you egg?
Okay, Bryce, would you do the same?
Something wicked this way comes.
Okay, that's kind of sus. Okay, your turn, Matt.
Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Okay, give me a second.
Close enough.
We just gonna like...
That was the band version.
Yeah, exactly. Seems legit.